Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 263. Overwork is a form of unbelief. And this is a quote from Priscilla Shire. She is an author and has written several books on faith and God. And I love this quote so much. Overwork is a form of unbelief, because I can speak from personal experience. If I was being very honest in this. So there's several points I want to touch on. But the first one is, I'm not saying that we must do less, but I am saying be careful trying to force more. That's really what I want to base this conversation on. I'm not saying to do less, but I am saying to be careful trying to force more. Overwork is a form of unbelief. And she, you know, then followed up with trust God, and, you know, and it's all about trusting God's timing. And you guys hear me all the time talk about, I absolutely believe in putting in the work. I believe in putting in the right work. I believe in putting in work with faith and trust and belief. I believe in putting in the work with to gain direction and clarity and answers. Work is a beautiful word and verb and noun and everything else, an adjective, is everything for showing up to life. 100%. That is exactly what this, a big part of what this podcast is about. But what resonated with me about overwork is a form of unbelief, is that I find there are days that I got done what I wanted to get done, and that wasn't enough. I kept going. Now, I get it. There's a few folks online, some who I admire for their tenacity and what they're building and whatnot. And they're saying, you know, it's the ability to outwork everybody, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This is where I differ a little bit, but I'm not saying not to do the work. From the outside looking in, what you see is probably actually right. I do a lot. I do a lot of work. Now, it is also integrated. I love my life, and in terms of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, is it easy? No, not even, you know, no, just not. But it's not hard either. It's my path. And your path is your path. And so we can't really look at things from a physical worldly place. We can't look at things as, you know, outwork everyone. I think there's elements to that that mean go beyond the constraints of the physical and put in the level of work of mastery. Absolutely. But when I hear outwork everyone, and, you know, the person who wins is the person who works the most and all this other stuff. Here's the deal. It's not that I didn't ever subscribe to that, because I think there was an aspect of me that did, but I would burn out. And the other thing too is, for me, that's such a physical world thing to say, because now I'm comparing myself to the physical world versus trusting in the spiritual, trusting in God, trusting in timing from doing the work, not just like sitting around and doing nothing, right? And because I do think, when you look at how we are evolving, I know some of you are probably like, well, it's a little weird outside right now, so is that the case? But I'm saying in general, in terms of the opportunities that we have and the access to information, good or bad, you hope to find the good through all of that. But the opportunities and whatnot to learn and acquire skills that we've never been able to have before, nor did we ever need it before, to do things in new ways than we've never been able to do before either. And so I think we have to look at the process in which we do work based on our energy types versus simply saying, I'll outwork everyone. Like, what, again, that puts me in the physical in comparison to others. I don't want to do that, because I don't know what's for you. I don't even know if you're, like, you could be doing an insane amount of work and be in the wrong sport, friend. You could be in the exact wrong sport, and you could be crushing it in this sport, but maybe you're not even supposed to be in this sport. And that's why we can't compare, in my opinion, why we can't compare. I don't want to. But I do want to show up to do the right work. And why I say why this resonated from Priscilla, overwork is a form of unbelief, is for two things I think that came up for me. One, to learn to trust in God's timing. And two, because when we try, so when I let go, there's a better way of saying it. There are moments where I have found I was doing more work out of the fear of not doing enough, or that, you know, I wanted certain situations to happen faster, or out of trying to maybe control the outcome, the result, right? Because if we do the work faster, we get it done faster, the result comes faster. Not always, actually. And who knows if that's even the result we want. So I found that by surrendering that control a little bit, a lot of it, constantly working on it, constantly practicing, that then I'm forced to not only trust God, but start tapping internally and ask myself, or are these the things I want to do, or that makes sense, or how am I doing them? Can I do them better? Is there a better way to do it? So now I'm trusting intuition. I'm trusting soul. I'm trusting divine guidance. I'm trusting God. It's different. It's a very different way to co-create. You know, I think that's why you hear me talk about on this podcast often, Naval Ravikant, book is in the recommendations in the show notes, Greg McKeown, Essentialism and Effortless, books are in the recommended reading list. Gary Keller, The One Thing, because a lot of these guys have figured something out, which is you need to remove the unimportant to focus more on the most important. And in doing so, your process of work changes. So my relationship with how I do things also had me have to go inside even more to understand, like, why and how and is this right and what really does make sense. I had to rely on God. I had to rely on my intuition. I had to rely on the internal. So, and then, you know, the second point that I want to bring up is, are we working more to make something happen faster that shouldn't? Are we trying to speed up God's timing? That's like, imagine you went to God and say, hey, listen, I think you're a little off in your timing. And by the way, I would understand if you felt that way. I have felt that way, like full transparency. There have been times I'm like, really? I really thought it would have been now. I really thought it would have been by now, you know? And so, is that a form of unbelief? Am I working more sometimes to make something happen faster that shouldn't? Where's my belief that everything will happen in its time? And then, if in doing so, I would probably be even more present about how I'm living today. Now, I am already very present and I do a lot of extra things throughout the day. I'm not just my work. And in fact, we've talked about this where I'm probably about 6 total hours of deep work. The rest of the day is around healthy activities, prayer, meditation, creativity, right? Working out, just extracurriculars, if you will. Now, I got myself to the 6 hours. I used to easily do a 10 to 12 or like it was nothing. Like I could put it down like it was nothing, you know? And even now, in fairness, even though there's 6 hours, yes, I go over that sometimes. And yes, I'll be like, you know what? I got those things that were done that I wanted to that were on my schedule. Cool. I'll then go and pick up an extra shift where I had it scheduled for tomorrow instead. Now, again, some of your folks online, I get it, would say, good for you. You're getting out in front of it, you know, grind, 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 you know. And again, they're just, I understand too. I really do. Especially if you like what you do. And some of the people that I'm thinking of, but not saying their names, because I do admire them. They love their work and so do I. And I get it. There is a little bit of an addiction to your work when you love what you do and you want to do more of it. P.S. If you're in the camp that you don't like your work, I really want to suggest you start seeking out work that you would love to do. It's a different relationship, other set of responsibilities. And as you're hearing, I have to, too, figure out the boundaries with it because I love it. So the third part I wanted to ask you as a question is, what if we did what we said we were going to do today and then spent the rest of the day living and trusting? What does that look like? What if we did today what we said we were going to do, and then afterwards we spent the rest of the day living and trusting? Now, my rationale behind that and spiritual thought process is, can I tap in and say, here's what I believe I can get done? Anything beyond that might start to push me into, you know, each person has to figure that out. You have to know your capacity. I think that that's something that I can't tell you. You know, that's why when I see people say like, no, you know, outworked it. Yeah, but like everybody's work style is different. So I can't give you a specific on that. But I can tell you, if you don't pay for getting your health in line and other things now, you're going to pay for it later. So what? So you have to do other things throughout your day that are also healthy for you outside of maybe just the work, right? For maybe on the business side of things. So an alternative is, what if you know, and this kind of goes in the school of camp from like the Greg McKeown's and the Gary Keller's, you know, where, or even probably some of like your Elon Musk type folk, because like, you know, how is it they do so many things, yet, you know, they sleep, they have a life, right? So a lot of that comes to figuring out what, like in micro doses and micro steps, hey, if this is what I want to do throughout the week, here's how I'm going to execute them in the right time throughout the week. Now I'm pacing myself. I truly believe in the tortoise versus the hare. The tortoise wins every single time. I'm not burning out. I'm not proving anything to the world, but I am definitely like working with my mission and with God. I'm working on my spiritual, you know, purpose in what I want to bring and creativity to the world, right? Which brings me to my fourth point, which is, at what point do we co-create with God instead of taking on the physical world only approach? At what point do we co-create with God instead of taking on the physical world only approach? I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. Yet when something miraculous happens, and I get it, the physical world will say, well, that's because you worked and put yourself in lucky situations. Like, I agree. I do. I did say in an episode where the harder you work, the greater the surface area for luck to find you. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I have found that when I humble myself, I can actually, there's been moments where I heard God be like, do you want an easier way to do that? By the way, I really have heard that. I'm like, yes. That is what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, well, how so? And then learning to trust. Like, oh, well, if you try it this way, this will be easier. I'm like, are you serious? You know, and then you do it. And then, or even hearing the calling or hearing the call for like to do things differently or go a different path. Like, oh, no, 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 no. Because that now requires you to have to trust from an internal versus force from an external. That's why I'm very careful, again, with some of the people I admire online, and they have done incredible things. I will take nothing away from them. But it's just that sometimes it's so physical world only bound. And so I almost want to even ask, like, what if it's even simpler than how you're doing it? And then on top of that, I actually think they might be in their calling and their purpose, so it's easy for them to talk about it in the manner in which they do. I think that they're walking in their path. So that's why we also have to be kind of careful. That's why I'm careful about, I want to get you to critically think and look at the details so you can have more ownership in how you do them, while at the same time instilling the values of like, listen, like we all have to work for it. It will not happen if we don't work for it, if we don't are not responsible for it, if we're not accountable, if we're not, you know, scheduling and making things happen and figuring it out. It will, you know, it, but then at the same time, you know, I'm not God. Who knows? God can make something happen like anytime, right? God's timing. But I'd rather show up to play with God and make it easier for God's timing. And then the final thing I want to leave you with here is, if you want the world to trust you, what's your level of trust with yourself? How about with timing? How about with God? If you want the world to trust you, what's your level of trust with yourself? How about with timing? How about with God? This is probably a really loaded statement, because the world trusts you by how you show up for yourself and show up in life and how you treat others. And the reason why I said about, if you can trust yourself and you can trust timing and you can trust God, I believe you make it easier and more relatable and more reliable and more consistent to the world in which they, you know, can feel your intentions and what you are trying to do. And then that's also how you pay it forward to other people, by embodying this trust in yourself and timing in God. Because people are like, oh, I like that person's essence. I like the way that they do things. I like the way that they handle things. And yeah, because they're in an action mode, hopefully co-creation, right? And you're feeling the output as well and being inspired to do the same. If you want the world to trust you, what's your level of trust with yourself? And so when I look at overwork as a form of unbelief, the right amount of work to me is trusting in that I showed up. And again, I referenced, I think it was last week, I referenced with Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, and the TED Talk, right, that I mentioned. And I love how, you know, she's having this conversation with God and she's feeling somewhat like, this is insane, this is crazy what I'm doing, you know, but I feel that you worked through me. This is how this came out. This is how it's supposed to go. And so she's having this conversation with God, like, hey, just for the record, I showed up today. I'm the employee. I showed up today. I did my part. You do, you know, I hope you do yours, but I did my part. Like, and she was having fun with it. You know, she said it very playful. So I urge you to check it out, the TED Talk. But it's that idea of, she knew that she showed up and that the rest is, you know, is trusting that, versus, like I said, I'm not saying to do less, but I am saying be careful trying to force more. We can't do more than God. You know, I'm not saying do less. I'm just saying be careful trying to force more, where you're like, oh, wait, I want to make this happen even faster. I want to make this happen even faster. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily speed up God's timing at all. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Thank you. Overwork is a form of unbelief. Trust God. Trust timing. This quote again was from Priscilla Shire. And really appreciate you guys tuning in. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Please check the show notes. Right Design Build Workshop. There's the creator community. We'd love to have you in there weekly. We love it. That link is like a 10-day free trial, by the way. There's the apparel launch. And then there's the clarity workshop, that's free. And then there's the goal setting workshop, that's free. That's a lot of the stuff that we talk about in here. Those two things alone should set you up for the next year, at least. Actually, for the rest of your life. But I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.